KQED.
This weekend marks 1 year since the deadly ghost ship fire in Oakland. 36 people died in the Warehouse Art Space fire. Many of those lost were artists and musicians, including Johnny Egaz, an electronic music DJ and musician who went by the name Nacht. That's German for the word naked. Posthumous release of some of Egaz's final recordings, called Private Property Created Crime, is being released this weekend by San Francisco record label Left Hand Path, co-founded by Chris Zaldúa, who was also a collaborator and friend to Egaz. The title Private Property Created Crime, it's a pretty evocative title given what happened at the warehouse space that was known as the Ghost Ship.
Yes, there's some kind of irony there. Really, because when you get down to it, that's kind of what the fire was all about. It was these artists, these musicians who didn't have a place to express themselves, and so they turned to the space like the ghost ship, which, even though it was unsafe, it was a space where these kinds of artists and musicians could present their work freely.
The music Johnny created as Nacht, the German for naked, it's very hypnotic, very trance-inducing, tribal, into my ears at points. What was he after in his music? What kind of world was he trying to create sonically?
So his roots in music came in hip-hop, funk, soul, and in psychedelic rock. That was kind of where what his first loves were and what he came up on. And he had discovered techno and house just a couple of years prior to us meeting. So he was a relative newcomer to the world of house and techno. And I think he really gravitated towards there's an underlying spirit in house and techno music of resistance and of emancipation. And I think that aspect really resonated with Johnny, and I think that emancipatory spirit is really inherent in his work.
Well, why don't we hear a track off of Private Property Created Crime? Let's listen to Septic Acid. Anything you want to say about it?
This was the second or the third track that he had sent me. I instantly fell in love with it, and it's one of the tracks on the records that really showcases his capability for sort of channeling sadness and a heartfelt feeling.
You mentioned before we started recording how you met Johnny, and we were talking about why he chose the name Nacht, which means naked in Germany.
Yeah.
Can you tell me that story again about how you met him and how you think his DJ name kind of reflected his personality?
Sure. We met at a club in San Francisco. From the moment that he met, he gave me a really big, warm, open hug. And I could tell instantly that he was not your usual dude. And quickly, he and I became friends, and we would speak often about our lives and our feelings and what we were going through, what we were struggling with. He was just an incredibly open, giving, emotionally forward person.
That's Chris Zaldúa, the co-founder of electronic music record label Left Hand Path. It's soon to release Private Property Created Crime, the posthumous release by Johnny Egaz, otherwise known as DJ Nacht. Chris, thanks so much for joining us on the California Report.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.